We're learning more about the Hot Shots team, an elite unit of firefighters who battle wildfires in extreme terrain. We talked to the National Park Service firefighter spokesman Mike Thune, who knew Brian Hughes, a former Hilo resident and Hot Shot member who was killed when a tree fell on him while fighting a fierce wildfire in Ferguson, California, just a few weeks ago.
Being a hotshot is no easy task. There are minimum qualifications that firefighters have to meet to even get on a hotshot crew to begin with. From there, they can work their way up with more experience and more training. Hotshot crews are elite firefighters. They're the best of the best. They hit some of the most rugged, steepest terrain that you'll find anywhere in the world. The physical fitness requirements to be a hotshot is bar none. Not only is it being able to run, but to lift heavy weights. Hotshot crews will at minimum carry 45 pounds on their back for 16 hours a day for 14 straight days. But now add all the terrain, when there's conditions that are smoky, it definitely puts a strain on your lungs. The other part of it is you're dealing with a very dangerous situation that's dynamic and always changing.
So where is the Hotshot group based?
So within the National Park Service, there are two Hotshot crews. One is the Arrowhead Hotshots, which Brian was the captain of, and that's based in Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks. The other National Park Service Hotshot crew is the Alpine Hotshots, and they're based at Rocky Mountain National Park. Nationwide, there are over 100 hotshot crews. You can imagine that there are thousands upon thousands of firefighters all across the country, and each of these firefighters and fire personnel have different skill sets, different things that they bring to this table, essentially. So within a hotshot crew, there's a minimum of 20 people that make up a hotshot crew. So if we were to use a number just for easy math of just over 100 crews nationwide, 20 people on a crew, you're looking at just over 2,000 people only in a given year are hotshots. It's a very, very elite group of people.
And what's the difference between the hotshot group and the smoke jumpers group?
Smoke jumpers jump out of airplanes. Hotshot crews generally drive, hike into a fire. So they're ground-based versus a smoke jumper is like a paratrooper, but for fire. The National Park Service actually does not have any smoke jumpers. We work interagency. So in Boise, Idaho is the headquarters for the National Interagency Fire Center. And it's made up of all the different federal land management agencies within the United States. So it not only includes the National Park Service, it includes the U.S. Forest Service, the Bureau of Land Management, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the list goes on. Think of it like the Pentagon, but for fire. So, for example, in Boise, Idaho, where the National Interagency Fire Center is, there are smoke jumpers based out of there, and they're actually employees of the Bureau of Land Management.
You're here in Hawaii now, helping to battle that blaze up at Mauna Loa.
The Keoho Fire, that's correct.
Right. And so how long will you be here?
Because the fire is increasing in containment, like I said, it's over 90% contained. I'll actually probably be departing the islands within the next couple days to be sent to another fire somewhere else in the country. One of the things about the fire service is when tragedies like this happen, we really come together as a family. And the thing that's been the most comforting is the outpouring of support from not only other fire departments and organizations across the country and even the world, but even the public. It really means a lot to us to see people lined up when we had the procession in Hilo just this last week, to see the public standing on the side of Kamehameha and watching those vehicles drive through really means a lot to us.
You also had another service in California, right?
We did. At the service in California, it was held in Fresno. Over 1,500 people attend, and this included other hotshot crews, other fire staff from Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Park, the National Park Service, our brothers and sisters from the U.S. Forest Service, and other fire departments.
Is there any memory you'd like to share with us just about Brian and your time working with him with the Hotshot Group?
Brian was a firefighter's firefighter. He looked after his crew. He looked after the women and men that worked on his crew. He ensured that everybody knew what they were doing, why they were doing it. Brian really made sure that people had opportunities to gain experience, to move up in the ranks if they wanted to. He took his job very seriously, but he also knew how to make you feel at home.
Do you know how he got involved in the Hotshots?
Brian started out as a firefighter in Colorado and worked his way through the ranks on different fire crews. He was at one point on the Midnight Suns Hotshot crew and other Hotshot crews before joining Arrowhead in 2015 as the Hotshot crew captain. I've spent some time in Hawaii. I actually went to school at UH Manoa and worked at the park here, and Brian and I shared memories of Hawaii, and one of the things that I will most remember about Brian is how much he embodied that aloha spirit. I work with the crews to help tell their story. I tie in with them on prescribed burns, wildfires, things like that. So what we do have on the fires, we have a couple crews from the mainland. One is the Folsom Lake Veterans Crew, and which is based out of Folsom Lake, California. And then we also have what's known as the Kuia Wild and Fire Module, and they're based at Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks as well. It's not common for us to travel all the way to Hawaii, but being that we're national parks and we share resources and we help each other out, especially when those needs arise, to have that opportunity to come to Hawaii Volcanoes National Park and battle the Kauai fire with all the things going on within the state is a real honor for us. The reality is you're not going to eliminate risk completely. Firefighting, as many people are aware, is a dangerous occupation. We do it because we love it. We do it because we care about the land and the people. But if we can learn how to do things differently the next time, then we're absolutely going to do that.
That was Mike Thune, a friend of Hilo's fallen firefighter Brian Hughes. Thune works as public information officer for the National Park Service and the Hotshot Group. Hughes died battling the California wildfire earlier this month. That blaze, the largest in that state's history, apparently claimed yet the life of another firefighter just this week.